the times they are a changing. In our maybe in our grandparents' day, it was enough to just go out, you get married, you raise a family, you work for a company for 50 years, and then you get a gold watch or a pen or something. It's just not the case anymore. The time is different, motivations are different, and this is something we really need to think about, is how things have changed in the 21st century, and it's not just on the outside with tech and the way buildings look and design, things like that, but it's also the way that people think about things. So today we're here with Debbie DeWitt, Marketing Communications Manager for Physics. Hi, Debbie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Derek.
And we're going to talk about some of this stuff and what motivates people in the modern age. To try and understand how we can tap into that through digital signage. I'd like to thank Debbie for joining us, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening. This is Digital Signage Done Right. Whether you're new to digital signage or a seasoned pro, this podcast gives you practical advice about systems, communications, and content to better engage your audience. I'm Derek DeWitt, Communications Specialist for Physics. Welcome to Digital Signage Done Right.
Understanding motivation, there are a lot of people that say, why can't I just, you know, create a message and put it on a screen? Why do you need to talk about motivations?
It seems Who cares?
It seems like they're like this kind of out there topic for a digital signage company, don't you think? But the fact is, this is where communication starts. If you don't understand your audience, then you can't possibly know what's going to interest them, attract them, get them to look at your signs, and really get them to engage with your messaging and your communications. Yeah. So you really have to start with, you know, what motivates an individual in this setting, in a corporate setting, in a government setting. I mean, every audience is going to be different, and you really need to delve into what those motivations are.
I know one thing called self-determination theory that has been used in advertising quite a bit. It basically chops it up into three needs. People have three needs. They have competence, which is getting good at something. It's a mastery, a certain mastery and control, like being able to control the outcomes of events and situations. Relatedness, which is interacting with people, being a part of something, and then autonomy, which is being sort of the agent in your own life, having some degree of freedom and say in what happens to you. I mean, that's a pretty broad and simplistic model.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot written about self-determination theory, but I mean, that hits on a lot of different factors that, believe it or not, would tie into your digital signage strategy. Uh-huh. So, I mean, there are a lot of different models out there. We've looked at a lot of them, but they're almost all divided into external or internal motivations. They kind of affect people a little bit differently.
I think they're called extrinsic motivations and intrinsic, if you're being all fancy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So let me see if I remember. Extrinsic, the physical, right? About the body. There's safety, belonging, something like self-esteem, and then there's self-actualization or something like that. So, I mean, how can digital signage help with these things? How can it help with the physical? It's a sign.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big electric screen.
I know, and it sounds silly, but, I mean, it may sound tenuous, but you actually can appeal to physical needs and motivations, because the fact is, if you're concerned about, you know, everything that your body needs, it's as simple as putting up health tips. I mean, nutrition, exercise is a big thing in people's lives right now. So people want to be healthy. You can encourage that on your signs. If you have a cafe, you can not only put up your menu, put up nutritional, you know, information, put up exercise tips.
So like menu boards.
Yeah.
Or even like people can delve in, get really deep into it. Oh, look.
Yeah. And really, when you're talking about the physical, you can also talk about helping people move through a space. You could use wayfinding. You can use just an info board. Touchscreens are great for this kind of thing. Like I said, physical is probably the least of the categories that digital signs are going to help a lot. I mean, you're not going to really be able to help them with water, but you know what I mean? You can reinforce.
You can show them where the water is.
Exactly. And you can still, if they're the thing is, what you're trying to do is say, if they're thinking about this, how can I tap into that thinking? And so reinforcing that motivation is what you're trying to do.
Give them, use the digital signage to give them something that they already need, so that the rest, they sort of trust the system that way, so that when you put up other information that maybe is new, mm-hmm. you're trying to get them to change their behavior or sign up for something or attend an event or whatever, maybe in their heads they think, oh yeah, maybe I need that too.
Yeah.
I did need lunch. It told me where to get lunch. And now maybe I'll sign up for that 401k plan.
Right, yeah, right. Hopefully. I mean, that's how it works.
So like safety, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is alerts.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, if you're talking about safety, there's the very, you know, the imminent, like the weather warning. You know, as basic as thunderstorms are coming, a tornado watch. Certainly, most software vendors offer some sort of an alerting system. Most, certainly on like college campuses, you already have an alert system. Sometimes it's even tied into phones. There are sirens. There should be multiple levels. But if you have screens in the hallways, they need to be a part of it because it's an easy way to not only put up an alert, but also instructions. You know, it's as simple as we've all, you know, seen the placards in our hotel room that say, if there's a fire, this is how you need to get out. It seems obvious, go to the nearest exit, but in an emergency situation, use those screens to help with that. Also, you can help with the recovery, giving information about, you know, if something did happen as far as an alert goes, right. You can help the rebuild that community,
right.
That sense of safety. And then it's a very old thing in advertising, this sort of fear factor. It can appeal to safety by life insurance is one of those things that goes, don't be unprepared. And so you can kind of look at that kind of messaging. If you're appealing to, you want to feel safe, you want to feel secure, and you want to feel taken care of, let your screens tell them, we're taking care of you.
Right.
We've got your back.
It creates a sense of, wow, these guys really thought this out.
Yeah, yeah.
These people have got my back.
Much like what you just said, it's building trust.
Right.
It's okay. Very much building trust.
We move on to belonging. We're herd animals in a certain aspect, right? We're very social creatures.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about belonging, I kind of feel like that's the number one thing that digital signage can help with. It's not just pushing out information. It is to try and create a sense of community. Every organization, whether you're a hospital or a school or a company or even a government office, you've got a culture already in that office. And you can use your screens to reinforce your culture, try to shift your culture. So really, you can show, like, social media. We're all part of cultural communities on that.
Primary 21st century belonging module.
Yeah, and if you've already got a culture in social media, you can show that social media on screens. But you can also get your other messages to reinforce that. I mean, it's really about just making people feel like they're part of something larger. You know, something that's theirs, but that they have an effect on.
All right, how about self-esteem?
Well, we talk a lot, and I'm sure in this podcast series we do in all of our blogs about recognition and kudos. People, as you said at the beginning, people don't just walk away with a paycheck and go, well, that's my reward. I mean, people really want to know that you're not only seeing what they're doing, you care about it, and you're recognizing what they're doing. So, I mean, you can reinforce esteem by simply putting up kudos if someone meets a goal. If someone won an award, I mean, even just saying happy anniversary or happy birthday means we see you, we know you're here, and we thank you for that. And it doesn't always have to be top down. I mean, again, I always reference social media because digital signage, they cross over a bit in communications because it doesn't always have to be the CEO or the direct manager. Peer review is huge now. And so, like, a very basic example is at Vizix, we have screens all over. And we, on our intranet, put a simple three-field form, to, from, and message. So we call them shout-outs. So it can be Derek is giving a shout-out to Debbie.
For being thanks. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your help with this content kit you helped implement.
Helping me tie my shoes.
It can be anything. Yeah.
All right. And then there's self-actualization, which is what? It's kind of like becoming your best self.
Yeah, it's very groovy. It's very mellow and wow. Yeah, self.
Page 68.
It's realizing your potential, but it's very much kind of an idea in the writings that I've read is very much about, again, connecting to others and the world around us and becoming your best self in affecting that world around you.
But it seems to me because that's considered an extrinsic motivation. So that means something from the outside, I guess in this case, the organization and its communications proxy, the digital signage, is doing something to assist you in this quest you have to become the superhero you've always known you are.
Yeah, I mean, assisting you to get there, but also recognizing any progress you've made. But also, like I said, if you're talking about the world around you, that's simply like acknowledge there's a world around you. It's not just that building you go to every day. It's not just that department. Mm. It's if you're part of an organization that spans the globe, then talk about those other offices and what's happening there.
Right.
If it's it can be as simple as news, just breaking headlines. you know, we all are used to seeing screens everywhere with a ticker and a news feed. We all want to know what's happening. You can talk about your community. You know, there's no reason that if you're sitting in Norcross, Georgia, that you can't talk about the upcoming festival or even the local sports teams. Right. You know, so it's really just that's kind of talking about the world, the organization's place in it, and that we know that you're interested in that, and you're also a part of this community, this world, as large as the circle as you want to make it, really.
Right. There's an element of having a certain amount of control over your life and its outcomes. I immediately think of interactive digital signage, interactive screens, because there it's, yeah, there might be a content zone that's showing push messages, but a lot of the information is just there. It's nested. People can decide how to access that information.
Basically, what you're doing is letting somebody explore in their own way, in their own time, taking the paths they want to take. Mm. And something that simple, we're all human beings and we all have these motivations. That something that simple actually makes people feel like they have this little sense of discovery. I'm discovering things on my own. It actually happens even with websites, that when you navigate like no one else does. And yeah, it's your own path. You're doing it for yourself. And there's just this tiny little seed of self-esteem that comes from that, or actualization, whatever you want to call it, that you have found what you want. These are very tiny little chemical reactions, but they do happen.
And the last thing that I think of is ADA compliance and things like this. Like, hey, look, we took the time to make sure that it was the right height for people in wheelchairs. We've got a headphone jack and an audio version for people who are blind or visually impaired. Maybe we've got it in different languages. This is another way, I think, to help people find their own path through the information that you're offering.
I think what that does, and also I'd say another thing that kind of falls into
also
this,
safety.
Is having, yeah, but having multiple languages on a screen. Mm-hmm. And this is especially true in a public forum. If it's not for, I mean, it's rare that you're going to have a touchscreen for employees. If you're, 100 people in one building, they kind of know how to get around. But if you've got a lot of visitors to a place, that says, we've thought about all of you. We've got language options. We've got ADA options. We've got a headphone jack. We've got we're getting into voice activated, using voice user interfaces so you can just talk to a screen for sight impaired.
God, that's
so it really,
crazy.
Yeah, what it says is, we've thought about all of you and all are welcome. It's very inclusive.
These external to the individual, this is where I think a lot of organizations kind of just stop. Because that's a lot to cover, by the way. That's a lot of stuff to think about. But I think we find more and more with research that it's the internal, the intrinsic motivations that are actually much stronger.
They are. You know? Actually, it's usually, basically, it's a kind of a cliche, but you want to motivate people to motivate themselves. You know, if it's only outside motivations coming in, you require a stimulus every time for that motivation, versus if you teach right. someone to motivate themselves. It's a subtle difference, but as I said, not having to have that external prompt, by understanding what makes someone motivate themselves, if you can understand that and you talk to that in your communications, then they're going to engage much more because, again, it feels more intimate, more personal, more individual, and more internal.
Right.
So it's coming from them as opposed to stimulus response. It's more likely to be ongoing.
So I have here a list of basically the top six intrinsic motivations. We love them. Learning is the first one, meaning people like to learn.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of a no-brainer on digital signs. I think everyone's doing it. The biggest thing is it doesn't have to be educational per se, what you put up there. As long as it's new, that's you're learning something new
that
appeals to learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something new and current, obviously educational or training information, infotainment of all sorts. There are lots of things out there with fun facts, inspirational quotes, basic trivia, holiday, all the fun holidays. Anytime someone discovers something new, they're learning. And I would also like take this to another level, which is if you're open to it, if your organization is willing to allow others to contribute content directly to the screens, you can either do it through letting them, participate in your social media and just showing that feed, but you can actually set up, different levels of approval, and you could actually say, you create something for the screen, and then
teach each
other.
As
long So you're learning that. Learn the software. Oh. And go ahead and contribute a nice, you know, message. We'll give you a template you can use, but you get to fill in the image and the wording. Okay. And as long as it meets your guidelines, you can have an approval process where someone has to say yes, they didn't do something silly or inappropriate, right. And put it up on screens. And
you that cannot call your manager that.
Yeah, and that's instant gratification. I did that. I learned how to do that, and quite frankly, if your software is any good, they can learn how to fill in a template in about 5 minutes, and right. they can go, look what I just did, and it's right there on the screen.
Connection is the next item on the intrinsic list.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of covered this when we talk about community building, and people want to connect to each other, so the kudos, the recognition, and things like that. I think community events. I was going to say, some of the things that we encourage are definitely employee spotlights or profiles, or even let people take selfies of themselves. Mm. You know, have selfie spots. If you're a campus, have selfie spots and let them go up on social media, have that feed right to the screen. Because again, it's connecting. Look, we've connected with these people and with this place. So anything you can do to, again, that's reinforcing whatever culture you're trying to build, you know, mm-hmm. and whatever connections and networking you're trying to allow.
Affinity.
This is very much getting into like events. So event schedules are the number one thing that people show on digital signs.
Really?
It is across the board the most popular thing. It always has been, because every organization has a lot of events going on, whether it's meeting schedules or it's a theater event at a high school. You want to put up event schedules. You can advertise things like clubs, especially for schools, like we were talking about. Again, networking opportunities. It's really affinity is with other people, and it is anybody coming together for a common purpose.
It's us, not me and you.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've already hit connection, which is where I'm connecting to the community, I'm connecting to the campus, I'm doing this. This is really about people to people. Affinity uh-huh. is we are coming together to do something, and your signs can say, here's an opportunity to come together. Here's what we're working on. Here's what we did.
Business is what's next on there. I assume by that it means creating something, making something, presenting it to the world out there, getting some kind of a reward, a profit, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of a motivation, business is basically, you know, if you have a job or if you're running your own business, you know, everybody's got the daily business going on. And what you need to do that to motivate there is, people have to know their role in that business.
Oh, I see.
Everyone needs to know, what is our mission? What are we trying to do? How do I directly affect that? How do I, whether it's a short-term goal or overall customer satisfaction rates up to, you know, we're trying to grow by 10% over the next 10 years. It's basically, what do I do for that? It's about transparency. Transparency is huge right now. We'll talk a little bit about that further in here. Mm. But people want to know, what's the business doing? What are other teams doing? You know, how are we all in this together?
Right.
And so we talk a lot about KPIs, which are key performance indicators, which is basically you want to visualize, you know, we're 50% to our goal. We've, you know, this team met this much of their quota. Customer satisfaction rates are currently at 96%, which is our support rating. Thank you very much. You want to show that kind of thing. And business also has, you know, a lot of just internal things like training sessions, professional development opportunities. So it's all that daily business. Mm. But just tweaking it a little bit, instead of going, I am telling you this thing I want you to know, it's going,
here's why.
How does this matter? Why should you care?
Yeah.
It's all about why should you care, which is kind of the holy grail of all digital signage content. Uh-huh. Always think about why would they care about
why
this?
Why do I care? Okay, the creative impulses that are inside of all of us, even those who say they're not creative.
I mean, I talked about letting people create, and obviously the people who are tasked with creating your content need to feel that it's creative, so that's certainly a motivator for them. But the fact is, creativity is also on the receiving end. So we all know if it's boring.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, and we all know if it's boring, I'm not going to look at it. It's just I'm not going to look at a white. You put up a white background with some black text on it, and that's it. It's just not creative. It's not appealing.
Boring.
Yeah. So basically, obviously, your designs need to be beautiful. Your screens need to look good. They need to be beautiful. Use some really eye-catching imagery. Use motion. All the things we talk about.
You want that kind of aha.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Whether it's the information or it's the way you interact with it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it can be in a single communication you put up, but also I always like to stress that be creative in terms of why not tell a story? We are the Netflix, generation. So everybody's watching media all the time. We love stories. We love podcasts.
Long stories, yeah.
We love, movies. We love TV shows. We love web series. So it's like, it doesn't have to be, a 24 episode video series like a TV show, but why not have 6 messages that tell a story over time, and that's creative and that engages.
Or you like have a cute mascot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, basically it's being creative in, if I need to tell you that benefits enrollment is this Thursday, do I just put that on screen, or is there a creative way I can
do
that?
Do you have Benny the Benefits Bear tell you all the reasons that you should sign up?
Exactly. I mean, it can be that simple.
And at the end, it's a big pot of honey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all after the pot of honey.
We all want that honey pot.
I don't mean to sound flippant, but be creative. Like, it's that.
Don't be boring, people.
Just think it through. Have some fun. There's a lot of inspiration in the world. Just Google some imagery about what you're talking about.
All right. Last of the intrinsic internal motivations is expectation. I don't really know what that means. Does that mean I know what's expected of me? Or does it mean things are going to happen the way I think that they mean? What do you think? In both regards, is digital signage somehow applicable? So let's look at, first off, you said something about people should know their role and what their department does and what their job does in this. So am I meeting expectations?
Yeah, I mean, that wraps back into what we've been talking about. Not only their place in the organization, but yeah, that whole progress to goals or the charity drive we're having, you want to show like where are we in that goal?
That's, so using live data feeds and visualized.
Yeah, that's sort of a combination of recognition of what we've done so far, but it's also, this is what we're expecting. This is what we expect from you.
This is what we've done so far, but we're not done.
Yeah. But in terms of like an internal motivation, it's more about tapping into what do people expect? What do people expect you to give them or from the world around them? So I know that can depend on the audience, but one of the main things is that, we found, again, social media is a very, similar sort of communication style to digital signs, if you think about it, because it's so much about community. And through social media, people have basically begun to expect not only like recognition, like a like or a share, but at least a reaction.
Something.
It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, but I want to know you've seen it. I want sort and almost immediate.
I want those
feedback.
Views.
Yeah, yeah.
On YouTube.
Comments. Are they good or bad? Doesn't matter. People are listening to me because they're commenting, and by reacting to it, I know that my voice is being heard. So you can tap into that a little bit. One of the things we talk about a lot is gamification. It kind of wraps all of this, what we've been talking about, into it. We expect this, so we want the first 10 people to sign up for our new newsletter or whatever it is. So that's our now what we expect of you. And then when you do it, we show progress and we recognize or react to the fact that you have done something. And gamification takes that a step further and goes, and we give you a reward. And here you go. Thank you. You're recognizing our efforts. We're recognizing your efforts. And it's a big love fest.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, and it can be simple. It can be like a contest with a prize or a coupon to use at the bookstore. Right. But it can also be like hotels are great with loyalty programs. Sign up for a loyalty program and you automatically get 100 points.
So I'd like to thank you, Debbie, for talking to me today. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. Hey, want more free stuff? Then head to the resources section of physics.com for free masterclass guides, blogs, videos, and more to help you with your digital signs. Please share, subscribe, and leave a review of this episode and connect with us on social media.